people of Earth, rejoice. Because if you're listening to this, that means you are survivors of the destruction of the man called Thanos. Rejoice because your meaningless lives have now meaning. Because you are one of the many few who have survived the destruction, the victimization, the torture of Thanos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Black Seinfeld, the show about absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I go by the name of Psyche.
I go by Bastianissa.
And today we have a special guest.
Yo.
This is family right here, man. Known him since college.
Yep.
My fellow Nerd New York co-host for all you people that's been down from the very beginning. Give it up for the African-American dragon himself, Daniel Lashley.
Hello, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Of course.
You made it here 5 o'clock on the diddy dot, so I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Just in time.
How you doing?
Oh, man.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while since I've seen you guys. So much has changed.
Yeah, we've been busy.
2018 is different.
Yeah.
That's what I like to say.
It's weird out here.
You can say that again. Bash, how you doing, bro? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Chilling.
How you feeling about the crisis that's going on?
Crisis? So many crises.
Yeah, I mean, half of the population is gone now.
That's a crisis. That crisis is not important. More focused on the Kanye crisis right now. In the midterms, and especially New York State.
Midterms. I missed those. No, I don't, but...
What do you mean midterms?
For political... Talking about politics.
Oh. Midterm elections.
Gosh. Yo, you heard about what Cynthia Nixon said?
What?
That, For reparations, we should just give the black community weed. Did you hear that?
No.
Bruh, she said that, bro.
Why?
Well, she's stupid.
They're gonna give us weed stores. We got tax free. Yeah, we can do that deal.
But
nah, I know.
It's still illegal.
Illegal. Yeah.
Hey, why are you trying to give the black community more weed?
Well, if you release all of our prisoners that have weed charges on them.
Trying to expect us to sell it? What's wrong with you?
We could do the deal. Become businessmen like all those California people.
Yeah.
And people in Denver.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give a quick shout out. I went to this event on Saturday. One of my coworkers has a band called the Loot Troop Family Band. I went to a show called Mr. Malfunction Still the Groove. It was pretty cool. You should check them out. They're also on Spotify, just like us, where you can find us.
Hey, Spotify and also Apple Podcasts for all you iPhone users, and iTunes for all you Mac users out there, and Stitcher Radio for all of you Android lovers out there.
And it's also in any podcast.
Podbean.
Y'all are everywhere.
You know,
we're not on SoundCloud. Like,
big up Tings. You're done, Noor.
It doesn't make sense. No, I'm just going to tell everybody. It doesn't make sense for us to be on SoundCloud because we don't have to pay to be on any other platform. We don't have to pay Spotify. We don't have to pay Apple Music. So it doesn't make sense for us to pay SoundCloud just for them to hold our episode. So no, we're not going to be on SoundCloud.
SoundClouds are burgers.
Well, let's get into it, man. This episode is dedicated to all you DC fans who said, you know, Marvel didn't have that much memorable villains. You know, to all the critics out there that said this can't be possible. You know what I mean? 10 years in the making. You know, it's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. It all started when I was 13. Sorry. What? What?
Continue. You had the pockets.
Right, but
I wasn't sure what you...
It was going on. It was a juicy Marvel edition rap.
Yes.
Juicy Marvel edition. Does that have Starburst flavor?
Hey, yo, Starburst, link me up, man. We started like a flavor. Juicy Marvel.
Yes.
What juicy does that Marvel taste like?
Happiness and joy. Or sadness. Whatever you're feeling right now.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Bastian? Because it's been 2 weeks since the movie. We saw it together.
Mm-hmm.
And your reaction was very priceless, as well as a lot of other moviegoers.
Yeah, I think I said this on the show many times. I'm more of a DC fan because that's what I grew up on first. Then Marvel came in later. Like the Marvel movies, Iron Man, those are great. DC movies, terrible. Skip that. Anyways, I don't know too much about Thanos. I don't know what's going on with the gauntlets in the comic books. I do see the covers around, but I never took a chance to read them. And also, it's a long series, too, so I'm not going to read it.
Oh, boy.
Daniel?
Thanos, ladies and gentlemen, in the comics, he's more powerful than he is in the movie, which is scary, because in the movie, no one could touch him.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. Everyone's
this whole episode spoiler.
This thing reached like $1 billion. Y'all have seen the movie. Yeah. I don't care.
It's gonna reach 2 billion soon.
Absolutely.
I hope.
It took 11 days to reach
but
a billion.
Continue, Daniel.
But Thanos, ladies and gentlemen, is the Mad Titan. He is a powerhouse. He is everything. He's scary. And in the comics, his reasoning for being this nihilistic destruction, this force of destruction, is different because he's in love with death in the comics. But here, I liked his motivation more because
I'm actually interested in that one because
let's talk about the Thanos theory.
Yeah, on Twitter, I've been seeing people compare the comic book version to Marvel's, and you say you prefer to Marvel.
I prefer his reasoning for being being this kind, this way in the movies more.
Okay.
The comics is kind because he feels like he's a guy. He's just this girl. He's a guy trying to chase a girl who's just not that into him.
Okay. It's death.
Yes. Oh. Death.
Right. So in the movie, his theory was his reasoning behind this was, look, you know, all of these planets are gonna becoming overpopulated. So if we wipe out like half of them, you know what I mean, they're going to have all these resources. They're going to have way more resources than they would have if, you know, the population kept increasing.
And we could concentrate from there to build up. You know? Yeah. Then
and
we can answer all the questions.
And he saw it from his planet, which was destroyed.
And it's interesting because it had this weird political stance. Like, movies nowadays, I think movies always have politics in it. I know people started complaining recently about the new Star Wars film. Episode 8, how they just inputted when they went to that planet with all the rich people and they're building weapons on both sides. You know, that's small politics. But this one, it's another type of politics where we have a lot of overpopulation dealing with natural resources and food and sustainability in the future and how we're going to get rid of that. Like, instead of building new ideas, like, why don't we just massacre half the population?
And Thanos looks at this, ladies and gentlemen, as mercy.
Yeah, and that's... I like that as a character because it's interesting. I don't like that in real life. Yeah. That's terrible.
Because it's amazing how terrible that what he's willing to do to make this happen.
Yeah, I can't really tell the difference between his anger and his compassion in this movie.
And that makes him a compelling character.
Right.
That's fair enough because I looked at Bastion once and I was like, yo, Bastion, I see where he's coming from. I don't agree with it, but I see where he's coming from.
Yeah, I get your idea as a villain.
So let's get this review started off with one positive I like about this movie, and is that it didn't explain anything to anyone new, okay? And that's one big gripe that a lot of these critics have. They just watch the movie, and, you know, one of my problems with these critic reviews is that, first off, buddy, did you see all 18 movies? Because you had 10 years to prep for this.
Talking about New York Times.
It's like you're reading a comic book.
It's a comic book event,
and when you have to read all the previous books.
Yeah,
you have to read all the books leading up to the event, and then you have the event. This was the event. You didn't do your prep. You didn't understand what's going on. That's your fault.
Yeah, it's like when you come back from a long season finale of a TV show, they have to kind of reintroduce the characters. Mm-hmm. Like in the cartoon way, they put the name of each person that walks in the scene.
And I like the fact that they didn't do that.
I think the most important part was all they needed to do was explain where the location was. Like, where are they? You know?
Yeah. They're in outer space. This was right after Thor Ragnarok. That's what I loved about the movie. That's it. I told you, I was like, yeah, you didn't like Ragnarok. You remember that ship that was following them?
Yeah.
That was Thanos.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, and I'm like,
that movie was boring.
And then?
Really?
We're not going to get into that.
Never mind.
We're not getting into that. He had too much of high expectation.
No, I had no expectation. It's still boring.
We're moving on. Anyways, I like the fact that it picked up right where Ragnarok left off, where Thor and all of Asgard was going to find a new homeland.
I have a question about that. It's like the timing for Marvel Universe, it's not sequential, right?
No.
It's like
no.
That, events don't happen at the same time.
No, because like in space, everything's happening at different times. It's pretty hard to pin down when the apparently the Guardians of the Galaxy had been together at least 6 years by the time this movie.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yes.
Okay. Interesting. So they've been here as long as like Avengers 2 or a little farther back.
Guardians came out like 14 though.
No, no, I mean like in their timeline. Not when it movie came out.
Avengers, like cuz Avengers came out 6 years ago, so
in 12, yeah.
Yeah, 2012, yeah. So they've been around since Avengers.
Okay. In their universe.
In their realm.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, fair enough.
That's really good. That's what I like about comic books and movies. They're able to create like different timelines, but all within the same universe. Like we do have to talk about like ABC shows, and Netflix, and what Disney's going to do in the
because
future.
Because this is all in the same universe, mind you.
Yes.
Yeah. The other shows suck because of that. Because it's in the same universe. Like, imagine when Luke Cage comes out later next month.
Word.
And, like, during the show, half of them disappear.
Like, oh, my gosh. We need to know. No. Like, if Misty Knight disappears, I'm going to lose my mind.
But anyways, back to the movie.
That would be some good writing.
And yes. Back to the movie. They picked up where Ragnarok left off. And this is how you know this is a different movie. Because Peoples is dying.
Yeah.
First off, I didn't like the fact that the black guy had to go first in Idris Elba. Why did he have to go first?
He's Idris Elba. He's busy. He had other things
to
do.
He's just trying to get out of the franchise.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And, you know, people were like, oh, that kind of sucks. Idris Elba's gone. But the big one that felt the wrath of Thanos and what got Bastion so quiet was the death of Loki. And I was like, welcome to Thanos vs. Bastion. It was a great experience.
Was I the only one who called that was going to happen? Because a lot of people, some people online were like really surprised Loki died. I'm like, really?
A lot of them were casuals, though.
Yeah, but I'm like, really? The villain from Avengers' first big threat gets taken out like that.
That's it. Oh, gotcha.
Taken out like that.
But. Yeah, though, because you have to understand now, this is 10 years in the making. There are going to be a lot more casual fans than comic book fans.
True.
So,
and also, the new comics don't really follow the same line, right?
True.
Yeah.
Good point.
Okay.
So this was all new to people. So when a beloved character like Loki dies within the first 5 minutes of the movie, you know, people are going to realize like, oh, snap, this guy Thanos is really nothing to F with.
What made me fear Thanos is what he did to the Hulk. This man gave him the 5-piece with a biscuit, coleslaw, and all the mashed potatoes you could handle.
It was.
He made him humble.
It was quick too,
and
not even humble. He destroyed his confidence the same way LeBron James killed the Raptors. All right,
yeah.
Like they ain't coming back from that.
But listen, no, the Hulk was made humble because. When everything's in doubt, we bring out the Hulk.
I wouldn't say humble. I say loss of confidence.
It's humble.
He was scared.
True.
He got scared.
He was made humble. He was told to be humble, to sit down. Okay. Because think about it. When all else is in doubt, okay. When everything goes to the ish show, okay.
Yeah.
Who is always the person they try to rely on? Hulk. Yeah. And when Hulk got peace like that, when Hulk went up against Thanos Mayweather and got them hands, it was a wrap for Hulk for the rest of the movie. Oh. Hulk did not want to be in combat at all.
Hulk didn't want that smoke.
He didn't want no smoke.
We got a lot of, what's the actor that played Bruce Banner, you know? But we got a lot of him in this movie.
Yeah. And Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo was in the movie.
He was talking a lot.
Because that's all he could do.
Yeah.
He's a scientist, remember?
Yeah. Was he always that funny, or they just had to make him funny?
Yeah, he was a little bit funny. Like, it depends on what you call funny.
Okay. That's my thoughts on it. But that was just the first part of the film. Mm-hmm. then it kind of transitions straight to New York.
Yep.
Where we see Tony Stark's, you know, with Pepper, just trying to finish the storyline.
Good to see him and Pepper
and that's,
getting married.
And that's kind of a continuation of, like, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. It's like, okay, so Thor Ragnarok is, like, this part. Now let's go to Earth, where the last thing that happened was Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So let's continue off with that, because, you know, you see Peter in school.
Yeah. But there's also Doctor Strange, too, you forgot as well.
Yeah. Doctor Strange happened long before Avengers. Iron 1, right? Iron Man 1?
It happened after Avengers 2.
Yes.
You sure?
Positive. Yes. It happened last year.
No, because maybe they changed the storyline, but the original article saying Doctor Strange happened before Iron Man got the suit.
Sorry.
Maybe they changed it up.
Yeah, they changed it up.
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, so...
Magic Man.
So Magic Man happens. Wait. Hulk crashes down to Earth because of what Idris Elba did.
Yeah. Which actually, funny enough, is a reference to the comics when in the original Infinity Gauntlet storyline, that was Silver Surfer who did that.
Right.
So,
really? Silver Surfer was part of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone.
We had a lot of people in this.
So you're telling me that if Marvel, Disney had the rights to, like, Fantastic Four, which they do now?
They do now.
Then
no, actually, not yet. They're still making the deal. Stay away, Comcast.
They're going to have the deal.
Okay.
But I'm just saying. Yeah. But in the comic books, like, all of the characters were together. It's different. Okay. X-Men were in this. Like, it's completely different now.
Interesting.
But anyways, crash lands to Doctor Strange's place. Thanos is coming. Who the heck is Thanos? They summon Tony Stark, and then the henchmen are here. Everything goes crazy. Spider-Man shows up. Everyone's like, oh, snap. This is crazy. What the heck's a Thanos? They explain who Thanos is. The people get whooped. And then one of Thanos' minions takes Doctor Strange up to his ship.
Ebony Maw.
Who is a great sorcerer, by the way. I thought he was dope.
He's not really a sorcerer. He's just telekinetic. He's just telekinetic. He's basically Jean Grey if Jean Grey was actually portrayed right in the movies.
I was kind of upset to see him go quickly like that due to the aliens reference.
Okay, dude, they're jobbers.
I know all of his children died, but I actually like that guy.
Yeah, because he's the only one who really had like any character. He was just like a space preacher. He was Thanos' hype man. He was a space preacher.
Yeah,
he was this hype man.
Facts.
He got bars of wisdom. Interesting. Yeah, I liked how fast he disappeared out the scene because he's like, this guy's too powerful.
Yes.
And it's like, get rid of him immediately. And
he was so OP.
Yeah, he was too OP for them.
But, hey, not OP for a 15-year-old sophomore, huh?
See, yeah. That's what I like about Spider-Man. He's too strong.
He's smart.
He's really strong. And, yeah. He's like, oh, he just watches more older movies than I do.
And then we have Thor, right, who crash lands into the Guardian ship. And then he goes...
I think this is my only small problem, but I'm, like, nitpicking.
Okay.
Is, like, I feel like for the Guardians compared... Because I really, really enjoy Guardians 2. Mm-hmm. Don't care for one. I know. I think we had a discussion before.
Yeah, continue.
They kind of shifted all their characters a little bit just so they could fit the storyline. I know this is,
what
like...
What do you mean?
It's, like, the way Quill acted. You know, he was more arrogant than before.
Because he was going against Thor. Because it makes sense.
Yeah, because he's jealous of Thor. Thor is basically...
But it was annoyingly jealous, you know?
Normal, though.
Yeah, but that's normal for him.
That's human. He's still human at the end of the day. Half human.
Half human.
Well, maybe I'm part of the group of people on Twitter that blame him for everything.
No, you're not. Okay, don't trust me. We've all been there.
Into that?
No, not yet. Later.
Okay.
But that was my only problem. I just didn't like how the characters were just slightly different. I feel like they were just slightly...
Yeah, I didn't feel that, but...
Okay. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I disagree with you, respectfully.
All right.
Because I understand why he acted in the way that he did, because he's going against Thor, God of Lightning and Thunder. Like, he's a god.
And
he's been
movie,
around for 1,500 years.
This movie proves it.
Yes, and this movie proves why Thor is so badass.
Yeah.
So much. So he takes Rocket and Groot, Team Groot, over to another region to go find a Thanos killing weapon.
To Nidavellir.
Was it a god killing weapon? Is that the concept?
Yes. The Thanos killing weapon, aka Stormbreaker.
Yes.
Interesting.
And so that planet is dedicated to like making these powerful weapons that only gods can handle, such as like Thanos or Thor. Because if any other person would take hold of the weapon, they'd probably get ripped to smithereens. Because they make that with like a star, right? They make those weapons with a star.
Yep.
Making it as dense as possible.
The heart of a dying star.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Oh, my bad. Do I have to take control of this?
Sorry. Because you were narrating this whole thing.
Oh, you want me to narrate it still? I thought we were just going to go back and forth.
The Guardians show up. So the Guardians show up. This is why you narrate, because I can't really do on the fly.
Okay, so fine. So then, you know, the rest of the Guardians being Quill, Gamora, Drax, what's her face?
Not important.
Mantis.
Go over to the other region, which... They go to Nowhere. Yeah, there's literally a place called Nowhere to retrieve the Reality Stone. But when it gets there, it turns out that Thanos is already there.
And
he has the Reality Stone. Oh, by the way, he has now three stones at this point, which was the Power Stone, the Space Stone, and then the Reality Stone.
And now Nowhere is on fire. Everything everywhere is on fire.
And the guardian of the Reality Stone is now dead.
Yes,
I actually like the transition of that scene because you kind of they're like all like, quiet, trying to do spy nonsense,
and then like, and then no one listens to Peter Quill.
Yeah, because like, everyone just wants to do their own thing. Gamora, we think Gamora kills Thanos, and I'm like, no,
that doesn't make sense.
No,
it's not for you. It's
this ain't real.
It's like, wow, that was fast. Is this the end of the movie?
Yeah. Because I knew people were like, wait, this is all we've been building up for? This Thanos guy, and he died right now? But nope, it was all an illusion.
Oh, and the scene before, like, where this scene leading up to this, where Star-Lord and Gamora actually have that heartfelt moment, like, they have to tell each other, like, Gamora, we know Gamora knows something. And then she's trying to tell Star-Lord that if Thanos gets me, you have to kill me.
Right.
And the moment when after Thanos turns Drax to rubble and he turns Mantis into ribbons, we just see like this heartfelt moment, like they're just pointing at like, and the most heartfelt face with Peter Quill, he's just like, I told you to go right.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually pulls the trigger.
But she says,
I love you. And then it just turns into bubbles.
Because Thanos is that awesome.
Like, and he just goes like, I like him.
Because he's about it.
Like, he was like,
about that life.
Like, my gosh, like, he was really about to do it. Like,
I thought it was interesting because he kind of, Thanos bluffed the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, go ahead, shoot her. Go ahead, do it.
Yeah,
and he did it. He said, well. Wow. Yeah, you did it. Okay, cool.
Oh, you got some balls.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye now.
Oh, gosh.
So that was the last time. Oh, no. They did end up seeing Thanos again after. Absolutely.
When they went over to his planet.
Plant Titan.
Yeah.
Plant Titan.
So now we kind of transitioned into.
Want to get to Earth?
Earth, where we have.
Vision and Wanda.
Vision and one of the Olsen sisters.
Elizabeth Olsen.
And I'm happy that she's her face now. Like, she's able to.
And she lost her accent.
That's what everybody kept saying.
Yeah,
you were the first person to point out, like faster than me.
I was like, yo, wasn't she Russian?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, but I like it. I don't care, because that Russian accent sucked anyways.
They did slightly bring it back, no?
No.
There was no.
She didn't.
I might have to watch it again.
Watch it again, bro. It was gone. I'm like, wait, wasn't she Russian, like, 2 years ago, years ago?
I mean, I guess when she's on the run, she has to, like, lose her accent to, like, you know, full authorities and, like, when they need to talk.
Well, for one, I was happy because
if it's hard for her as an actress, then I don't know. Yeah.
It was hard for her as an actress because even when she did the stupid Russian accent, you could still hear her accent.
Yeah.
But anyways, now they're lovers. You know, she's in love with a computer. Go figure, because yeah. Marvel movies. And, you know, the Mind Stone of Vision is actually, like, he's looking more human. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then what happens was, boom, more Thanos goons come. We think Vision's dead, but he's not dead. Like, okay, he just gets stabbed.
He just gets stabbed in the back.
And then, out of nowhere, we saw the man. We saw Brooklyn's finest. Brooklyn Cap. We saw our captain right here in Brooklyn.
Oh, Captain, my captain.
Captain America. We had
Falcon.
We had Black Widow show up. And then, you know, they did their thing.
Amazes me is that
they're all human and they're beating up these aliens.
Yes. And like two Infinity Stone level heroes.
Right.
Just got played.
Meanwhile,
like,
Vision has the Mind Stone. He couldn't do jack all. Vision is trash. I'm sorry.
Proxima Midnight and Corvus Glaive. Those are the two of the Thanos' henchmen.
Shout out to you, and you know the name. I was not interested in knowing their names.
Yes. But they don't tell you their names.
Yeah, they don't tell you the names at all.
So Vision is like one of those NBA players in the playoffs that just like start struggling. You know, they're good all, you know.
Right. Vision was James Harden last year.
No. Like, yeah, basically. Yes. During this season, they're great. Yeah. Civil War, thank you. You did such a great job.
Lifted up the freaking...
Took no L's. Now we're in the big boy league.
And he's trash.
And he's just like...
Vision is adult
fumbling.
Oh my thumbling. Gosh.
Vision is adult go on. Okay.
Yeah, sure. But it's like, well, come on, man. You were in a bench the entire game.
Yep. And then
after he got injured, so...
And then they meet up with Don Cheadle, all right? And then...
He's getting old.
Who is noticeably getting old. And then they meet up with Bucky and Wakanda!
Yeah!
And we got to see the king, you know what I mean? We got to see T'Challa. We got to see Okoye. We got to see Princess Shuri. And we got to see M'Baku, dog!
Yes.
I didn't know we'd see M'Baku.
What's the guy from Get Out?
I just call him
Daniel
Chris.
Kaluuya?
Yeah.
His character in the movie is Wakabi.
Wakabi. He wasn't there.
Wakabi.
People were upset about that.
Yeah, well, I understand why we didn't see Wakabi ass over there, because he was a traitor. He was a traitor to Wakanda.
I don't know.
To get with Killmonger.
Politically speaking, this is
like
Marvel,
he was
so
obeying his king.
He was obeying his king, right?
True.
But to be fair, like.
And think about it, the Wakabi tribe, a lot of them aren't left because of what happened in Wakanda. Remember that? They said, get what's left of the Wakabi tribe. Let's ask M'Baku. So, you know what I mean? Do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got.
Yeah.
See, it was all like little subtle stuff going on in there, because they said, oh, what's left of the Wakabe tribe, we could get some of them.
And that's why we still know that there's half of those Guardians still left.
Yeah.
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 Now, the big thing, it's halfway to the show's over. I was going to get into the Soul Stone because, you know, there was a whole theory about the Soul Stone. And a lot of people thought it was going to be in Wakanda, but it's not. But when we get back, we're going to address the Soul Stone. We're going to address the Thanos plan. We're going to address all that stuff. And I think this is going to be a great song of the week because, you know, it fits the song. It fits this episode because a lot of people walked out hating on Thanos. You know what I mean? Everyone walked out hating on Thanos. I told y'all for 10 years, wait till Thanos come. I was warning y'all. Didn't I say it, Bastion?
Annoyingly, yes.
Thank you. But now you know that Thanos is here.
Don't worry. Justice League will come back. Justice League 2, we fire.
And on that note, Bastion, we'll be right back. Song of the Week, Hate Me Now by Nas, featuring Puff Daddy.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death with me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me?
You can hate me now.
QB.
But I won't stop now. 'Cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Don't hate me. Hate the money I see, clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling, sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the richest, knives get in ya. Most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer, prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator, my style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators, ringside, try, watching my paper, almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's, but it's rap stuff that I stand for, expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams, but it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state greens. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest. I suggest.
Money is power. I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now.
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now.
I can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
You can
now.
Hate me.
You can hate me.
I hate
now.
You too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on. Come
you
on.
Hate me now. Cause I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now.
You hate me
do
now.
It now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now. I told you, do it now.
Let's go.
You wanna hate me, then hate me. What can I do but keep getting money? Funny, I was just like you. I had to hustle hard, never give up until I made it. Now y'all saying that's a clever nothing to play with. Hate on me, I blew, but I'm the same OG. People warn me, when you on top, there's envy. Took my people out the hood, but you doubt on us. Saying we left the hood, but can't get it out of us. My bad, should I step on my shoes, give them to you? Here's my cars and my house, you can live in that too. Criticize when I float for the street. Hate my dress code, Gucci this, Fendi that. What you expect, yo? Nickname Esco, took this game to its threshold. Best flow, I bet the whole U.S. know. Try to make it like you the realest, but who the illest? Think we all know the answer to that, cause feel us, right? Do it now.
You can hate me now.
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now.
Now.
Cause I can't stop now.
Do it now.
You can hate me now.
I hate you too.
But I won't stop now.
You can hate me now.
Cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now.
You can hate me
now. Do it now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now.
I like this. I like the way this feels.
Let's go.
It's a thin line between paper and hate. Friends and snakes, growing old or early grave, hell or the pearly gates. I was destined to come, predicted, blame God, he blew breath in my lungs. Second to none, wicked turned wives to widows. Through satin pillows, the desolate one. Took a little time to claim my spot. Chairman of the board until this game stopped, and I side with the Lord. Ride for the cause while driving out my doors. Plotting, I'm sure, to catch me with the to my jaws. Tried sticking me up, but I flipped on these ducks. Instead of me, ambulances were picking them up. People
mean.
Fear what they don't understand. Hate what they can't conquer. Guess it's just the fury of man. Became a monster, on top of the world. Never falling, I'm as real as they come. From day one, forever balling. Come on. It won't stop. It won't stop. Never. Come on.
But I won't stop now. Cause I can't stop now.
You can hate me now. I hate you too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on, hate me now.
Cause I can't stop now.
Hate me now.
You can hate me now.
You can hate me now.
You can hate me now. You can hate me now.
Come on, people.
That was Hate Me Now by Bastion's favorite rapper, Nasty Nas.
Get out of here.
Why are you doing that? Don't be disrespectful.
Well, we'll talk about it when the album comes because, you know, Ye's going to produce the whole thing.
Okay, welcome back to Black Science Show about Absolutely Nothing.
Absolutely Nothing.
And if you're missing the episode right now, we're talking about Infinity War.
The spoilers and everything.
Spoilers and everything. We're here with Daniel.
Yup. How is everybody?
Everything is great. Thanks for showing up.
While we're just talking, we're talking about the Met Gala and how Chadwick Boseman had just a nicer haircut than he did during the movie.
Yes.
And yeah, I guess it deals with the barbers, not even barbers, the hairstylist is completely different on the set design. And also when he went to the Avengers premiere, his haircut was just like off. It's the same haircut, but it's like the fade was just...
Yeah, a little bit off.
It was usually a 3, but now it was like a 1. And it was like, what's going on?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. I feel like, yo, Black people was definitely into the movie when we went to Wakanda, but then whatever. Yeah. What happened to Black Panther? People hate Black people. Black people hate Thanos now.
My theater, with the passion. My theater cheered when we saw the words Wakanda on the screen.
I was the only one who cheered because I was black.
Yeah, our theater was pretty quiet.
Yeah,
they didn't clap at like the nuisance scenes.
Of course not.
Which is good. Because you saw Star Wars on premiere day. Yeah. They clapped at everything.
Of course.
It was stupid. But this one's like, I think they just clapped after the first scene, and that's it.
Right.
It was really good.
No,
it
was like
my crowd was good.
My crowd was like, basically everyone in there is just a super fan. Giant nerd. I went opening night.
Yeah, you went on Wednesday, right?
I went on Thursday, yeah.
Thursday, because we saw it Friday.
Yeah, we saw it Friday.
Yeah. Because I saw your tweet. In the morning, it's like, oh, all right, you already saw it.
I'm like, I'm getting ahead of these spoilers.
Smart.
All right, now let's talk about the Soul Stone, because there was a theory that it was going to be in Wakanda because it's the Soul Stone.
No, because Chadwick Boseman played the Soul Master in the movie, James Brown, and it just made sense.
It did.
The Soul.
But in actuality, it was in Vormir.
On Vormir. And the way they found out about it, because we found out because Gamora's sister, Nebula, got tortured.
Yep. I don't know how long she was there.
Yeah, but we saw that was a heck of a torture scene.
Yep. So they went to Vormir and they meet up with the freaking Red Skull.
Like I knew this was coming back because I'm like, when I first saw Captain America, the First Avenger,
yeah,
like at the end of the movie, he's like, you see him just holding the stone, and he's like, you see him get sucked up. It's not like, because like, if anyone thought he was dead, yeah, that's
see,
on you.
That's the thing. I completely forgot. Look, I love the first Captain America, but I kind of forgot how he died. Now, I think he died in the fire, but that was like the middle scene. He didn't die in that scene. So I completely forgot that he was vaporized to space.
Yep.
So when I saw him, I was like, wait, how did he get here?
And now he's
trying to explain it to him.
I just forgot. As it was happening. I really just forgot.
I know you remember in Cap 1 where he sort of dies, but he's not dead. He's like in space.
Now he's
that's where he is.
and that's not the original actor, you know.
It's not.
That's not Hugo Weaving. That's some guy pretending to be Hugo Weaving.
Wow. Well, he did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick question about the planet. Does that have any significance in the comics?
Not that I remember.
Okay.
Not that I know of, if that's beyond my knowledge.
But anyways.
Yes.
They said, Red Skull told Thanos and Gamora, in order for you to retrieve the Soul Stone, this is the most powerful stone because you need to sacrifice a life in order to get the Soul Stone. Because
that's so anime.
And Gamora was talking that mess.
Well, I mean, it is a comic book movie.
Yes,
so
true.
I don't know what you're... what your point is. Anyways, this ain't a DC movie. We don't have to get serious all the time. Anyways.
Gamora was talking that mess.
Gamora was talking that ish because she was like, yeah, see, my 4-4 makes sure all y'all kids don't grow because you ain't never loved no one, B. That's on everything, B. And then we see tears rolling through Thanos' eyes. We knew what that meant because Thanos don't really love that many people, but he loved Gamora. Okay. Like,
that's the one person.
Loved Gamora.
That's the one person
he loved. And then Red Skull says, hey, those tears ain't for him, they for you. And then
she's like, this ain't love.
Tosses Gamora off the cliff.
I was trying to remember if that fall reminded me of a scene just falling down and
300.
Yeah. Something like that.
And you don't even see her hit. You just see the blood gushing from her head.
And then here's the theory. Thanos goes inside the Soul Stone.
Yeah.
Because it was orange everywhere, and the Soul Stone is orange. So you saw that.
That's
orange
at the end
rising,
of the movie. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And he's inside the Soul Stone. He retrieves the Soul Stone. And another theory, when Thanos' plan comes to fruition and he carries it out, we see Gamora inside the Soul Stone.
So, why do you think it's child Gamora instead of adult?
Because that's how
they met.
That's how they met. That's how he remember. That's what he really remembers her as.
Yeah, the little one. Little Gamora. So that's why, child Gamora is inside the Soul Stone. So people, if you think Gamora is dead, she's not dead.
I like how they quickly went over her backstory just a little bit more, so you kind of understand the soul scene. Mm-hmm. you know, they just quickly went over it. So we didn't have to guess, like, oh, like, since when did Thanos love her? Yeah. And I was like, no, it's like she's been there from the start.
From jump.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's inside the Soul Stone, and that can play a major key next year in the second part of Infinity War.
But it's still Avengers 4.
Yeah, let's remember, people, this is a two-parter.
This is a two-parter. So, but this can play a big factor within the next part because, you know, Quill thinks that she's dead. You know what I mean? But she's still alive, and, you know, it's very hard to get out of the Soul Stone. But a couple people have done it.
Yeah.
Right, a couple people have gotten out of the Soul Stone, Gamora being one of them. Okay? Yeah. But, you know, it is very hard to get out of the Soul Stone because basically the holder of the Soul Stone could keep you there for life if they want to.
The Soul Stone's technically sentient, so.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mind of its own. Word. So, by that time, I think where is Quill is meeting up with Iron Man.
Right.
And they have that little fight in the...
That's that little scuffle.
Which is amazing because Quill's just keeping up with... Quill is just like technically still a normal human now.
He's
keeping up with Iron Man and he's keeping up with Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, technically they're all humans too in a suit.
Yeah, but like Spider-Man still can lift a truck.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I thought it was interesting. I like how fast they quickly went over the scene because if they stayed too long, it would have been a problem. Mm-hmm. But I think he made enough, like, I think he said the Jesus reference. Like, all right, in space, no one knows Jesus besides Earth, so we're human. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm from Missouri. Missouri's on Earth, you idiot.
True. And then, we see Thanos pull up to Titan, gave a little brief history of Titan.
And then
to Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah, Doctor Strange, yeah.
And then he's like, you know, we ain't come alone. He's like, we? And then boom! And then chaos ensued in the planet of Titan.
That's for me, this is the best fight in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, the best fight was in Wakanda, dog.
I'm sorry.
The final scene. Yes. But anyways, in the Battle of Titan, all right, they actually stuck to the plan, which is a great plan, by the way. Because they try to remove the Infinity Gauntlet off of Thanos' hand. Because without it, they could probably like kill him.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yes.
So
theoretically,
theoretically, yes, and that's what they did until
the man who made the plan.
Okay.
Does L of the Week go to Quill?
Shambles everything. I feel like I have to watch the movie one more
time. To be fair, this is the man who, when he found out a celestial being killed his mom, mm-hmm. he unloaded a clip into him.
That is true.
He's known for getting emotional when he gets really, really bad news.
And I will defend Quill on this because remember in Titan where Doctor Strange was playing out every scenario?
How many? 12 million?
It's like 14 million scenarios. 14 million. And how many times did they win? One time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So... this was the one time this had to happen. This had to have happened in order for them to win. That's the only way.
Doctor Strange said, he's an endgame. Besides, Doctor Strange is the MVP of this fight.
Absolutely.
Because I was calling out his spells in the theater. Because I knew the spells. Like the Crimson Bands of Kairatak, the Images of Icon. And
the Shadow Clone Jutsu.
Were the
The Daggers of Danak.
Was your crowd laughing at you saying all this?
No, no one was caring. We were just like all in awe.
Right. Like, and basically the scene that we're talking about is when Mantis has Thanos under her control, but very briefly because Thanos is that strong.
A strong mind.
And you know, Quill's like, oh, where's Gamora? Where's Gamora? Like, yo, she gone, bruh. She gone.
Oh, gosh.
And then Quill gets in his bag, beats the heck out of Thanos.
And he causes Mantis to let go.
Yep.
Because she was making him sleep.
Yep. And then
Thanos just goes, wrecks.
Thanos' conscience back, and Thanos wrecks, and then he gets the Time Stone. He's about to kill He's about to kill Stark.
Because he almost kills Iron Man. He stabs him. And I'm like, my whole theory is like,
yep. And I was laughing. I was like, yes, die, die. And then you know.
Doctor Strange gives it up.
Yep. And then Thanos uses the space stone to get to Earth. And he goes, yo, why would you do that? Why would you do that? He's like, yo, this is the only way, bruh. This is the only way for y'all to win.
Like, you have to lose now to win later.
And then.
It's all about, like, the timeline or something. But we don't want to focus on that. Then we kind of have to transition to the battle in Wakanda.
Which.
The final battle.
Which, it's like the Helm's Deep of, if you don't get that reference, that's Lord of the Rings. It's the, it's the Helm's Deep of superhero movies.
Yep.
Yeah, I like to agree. So I actually like how strong Wakanda is.
Yes.
To the point where I hate to compare it to Star Wars Episode One, but that's the first thing that that I imagined on Naboo.
Yes.
It's like, all right, I've seen this scene before, but they're actually like close it off so nobody could go through.
And then like these things are killing themselves to get through. But if they get around, this is basically just a race against the clock trying to get Vision. Trying to get the stone out of Vision's head.
Yeah.
Right.
So they can destroy it.
But they weren't But Shuri wasn't successful, so Vision goes over to Wanda.
See,
does the whole.
She didn't have enough time.
Word, she didn't.
But she's the smartest person in that movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Yo, to be fair, can we just call hype to the hypest moment in that fight?
What?
When Thor comes in
I'm getting to that. Okay. I'm getting to that. So,
let's start by my favorite hypest moment was when you see Black Panther and Captain America running at full speed.
Like just super soldiers.
But I wish Bucky was with them. But like, they dubbed Bucky so low to the ground.
Technically, Bucky's not a super soldier.
He's really not a super soldier.
Not anymore?
No.
No, he's never really been one, but like he's just like.
But he wasn't one running in the streets.
Yeah, he's. True. No, he wasn't running.
My woe was woo 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 in the.
He wasn't running. No, he wasn't running. He was on a car. He was on a motorcycle.
He was on a motorcycle. Interesting.
You're right. But that scene was pretty badass. And then, you know, Vision gets interrupted, and then he's with Wanda. Wanda's, you know, doing the whole. And then, you know, they open up the little vortex. You know, hell ensues, and then when we think all is lost, because aliens is getting some like. They get in somewhere. Like, they really about to kill all the Avengers. My man Thor came in the cut with Rocket Raccoon and Groot. And he had the friggin', he had the damn axe and he's killing everyone. I'm like, oh my God. This movie really made me appreciate Thor.
Let's talk about, quickly, the CGI in this movie has been expert level.
Yes.
Because you could watch Thanos the entire time, like, wow, I see.
Definitely better than
that's a real dude.
Disney's been hogging up all the best effects houses.
Absolutely.
You think so? Like, they're just like, hey, oh, maybe that's why Black Panther wasn't that great.
Because they had to save for Infinity War.
Yeah.
That's a theory,
It was a problem. It looked like The Matrix, too.
Yes, pretty much did.
So
it looks like a video game.
It was awful.
So with a couple more minutes left to spare, let's get into it. Let's get into the final parts of this movie, which made me like, yo, this movie is dope.
So let's just jump into
Thanos comes to Earth,
and he watches Scarlet like kill Vision.
But first, Avengers were trying to protect Vision.
Oh yeah,
and he just uses the Infinity Stones
and like.
He so easily. Like, he just dismantles everyone.
Like, Banner,
and he just walks slowly.
All right. Can I just go through a line? Banner in the Hulk suit, in the Hulkbuster armor, he phases through. He makes him phase through Thanos, and he just phases into a wall.
That was the space one.
Space stone. Cap gets beat down after, like, boom. We all saw that shot in the trailer.
Yeah,
he gets beat down. He boom to Black Panther. Doesn't care about anything he says, and this Scarlet Witch is just holding him off. The scene when she's holding him off and trying to kill Vision at the same time.
And she does succeed, but once Vision died, I was like, yo, Bashy, he's gonna use the time stone, like, and then surely enough, that time stone, and then
see,
he got it.
That's why I like Thanos, because he allowed some things that, like, first of all, he didn't kill everybody because right. he knew he was going to succeed.
Oh, absolutely.
So he's like,
Thanos never experienced defeat.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. So now he's just watching her. It's like I think he understands that she loves him.
Absolutely.
So he's just watching the entire time. Then after it's like, yeah, you know.
First he gives her a pep talk, like, look, you know, I lost two. This has been a long day for me. But, you know, he
reverse.
Was like Randy Orton, dog. Like, nothing can fulfill. I want to fulfill my destiny. And then the time stone. I'm like, bastard, he got you, dude.
You know the cha-cha song? The cha-cha song? Reverse.
Reverse. Reverse.
And then
Vision's back again, and then he dies.
Man, they did my homie Vision dirty this movie. Yep.
Twice in 1 minute.
But then, Thor came in the cut, and he has the axe. He pierces his armor. He got him in the chest. And I'm like, dang, like, nah, bro, nah.
That's too.
And then Thanos was like, yo, you should have aimed for the head. And then the snap happened.
Snap of the fingers.
And then everyone disintegrates.
Oh my gosh. Like
half of the population.
I'm actually very interested in that scene, the snap scene, because it got extremely quiet.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're like, very focused on the.
Because there was no music.
Yeah.
And then Thanos is gone. Like, he's the space stone, he's out of here.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. And I think Thor felt it immediately. It's like, what did you do?
Yep.
And I think the gauntlet just, like, got destroyed too.
No.
No, but
like it's kind of it's like it was melted. It looked kind of melted.
Yeah. Okay.
But
and that was due to Thor, by the way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the scene where everyone knows where all of some of your favorite Avengers
gets faded.
Peter Parker being one of them. And yeah,
that one hit me hard.
That scene, because Peter doesn't have that many father figures in his life, and Tony Stark being that father figure looking after him. So that hurt.
Also, Tom Holland does a really good job of making you remember he's a child.
Yeah. Doctor Strange. Basically, the survivors of this are the original Avengers.
And some of their sidekicks.
Rocket Raccoon, Okoye.
And War Machine.
War Machine, and Nebula.
Nebula, yes.
That's it.
And before we go, the last scene after in the after credits, because this was like real after credits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson was there.
Nick Fury was back.
For like five seconds.
Yeah, along with some person from the Shield. I don't know her name.
That was Maria Hill. She was in the original Avengers.
Okay.
Okay. But anyways, yeah, I mean, they get disintegrated, but you know, he pulls out a pager. And he's paging someone, and then we see the symbol, and it's Captain Marvel, and I was like, oh, snap! Oh, snap!
Let's go.
Did your theater knew?
Yeah, my theater knew.
Okay. Our theater didn't. Our theater did not know.
They're full of tourists.
Noobs.
Well, I mean, we're on 42nd, after all.
Yeah. So, thank you for another installment of Black Seinfeld Show.
We love the movie.
Absolutely nothing. The movie was excellent.
We loved it.
I give it a 10.
10 out of 10.
I give it a 10 out of 10. Stop hating.
And I don't give 10s.
Wow, best that out. Is true. You didn't even give Black Panther a 10.
Best nah, comic yeah, movie of all
a,
time.
It's a 9.
But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week here on Black Seinfeld, the show about absolutely nothing. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. And peace.
Peace.
Peace.